listening test. You'll hear each piece twice.
Section 1.
You will hear a man phoning to inquire about a cleaning service for his apartment. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, Easy Life Cleaning Services, Jacinta speaking.
Oh, hello. I'm looking for a cleaning service for my apartment. Do you do domestic cleaning?
Sure.
Well, it's just a one-bedroom flat. Do you have a basic cleaning package?
Yes. For a one-bedroom flat, we're probably looking at about 2 hours for a clean. So we'd do a thorough clean of all surfaces in each room and polish them where necessary. Does your apartment have carpets?
No, I don't have any, but the floor would need cleaning.
Of course, we'd do that in every room. And we'd do a thorough clean of the kitchen and bathroom.
Okay.
Then we have some additional services which you can request if you want. So, for example, we can clean your oven for you every week.
Actually, I hardly ever use that. But can you do the fridge?
Sure. Would you like that done every week?
Yes, definitely. And would ironing clothes be an additional service you can do?
Yes, of course.
It wouldn't be much, just my shirts for work that week.
That's fine. And we could also clean your microwave if you want.
No, I wipe that out pretty regularly, so there's no need for that.
We also offer additional services that you might want a bit less often, say every month. So, for example, if the inside of your windows need cleaning, we could do that.
Yes, that'd be good. I'm on the 15th floor, so the outside gets done regularly by specialists, but the inside does get a bit grubby.
And we could arrange for your curtains to get cleaned if necessary.
No, they're okay. But would you be able to do something about the balcony? It's quite small and I don't use it much, but it could do with a wash every month or so.
Yes, we can get the pressure washer onto that.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now, if you're interested, we do offer some other possibilities to do with general maintenance. For example, if you have a problem with water and you need a plumber in a hurry, we can put you in touch with a reliable one who can come out straight away. And the same thing if you need an electrician.
Right, that's good to know. I've only just moved here, so I don't have any of those sorts of contacts.
And I don't know if this is of interest to you, but we also offer a special vacuum cleaning system which can improve the indoor air quality of your home by capturing up to 99% of all the dust in the air. So if you're troubled by allergies, this can make a big difference.
Right. In fact, I don't have that sort of problem, but I'll bear it in mind. Now, can you tell me a bit about your cleaning staff?
Of course. So all our cleaners are very carefully selected. When they apply to us, they have to undergo a security check with the police to make sure they don't have any sort of criminal background. And of course, they have to provide references as well. Then if we think they might be suitable for the job, we give them training for it. That lasts for 2 weeks, so it's very thorough, and at the end of it, they have a test. If they pass that, we take them on, but we monitor them very carefully. We ask all our clients to complete a review of their performance after every visit and to email it to us, so we can pick up any problems straight away and deal with them.
Okay, well, that all sounds good. And will I always have the same cleaner?
Yes, we do our best to organise it that way, and we usually manage it.
Good, that's fine. Right, so I'd like to go ahead and...
Now listen again.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, Easy Life Cleaning Services, Jacinta speaking.
Oh, hello. I'm looking for a cleaning service for my apartment. Do you do domestic cleaning?
Sure.
Well, it's just a one-bedroom flat. Do you have a basic cleaning package?
Yes. For a one-bedroom flat, we're probably looking at about 2 hours for a clean. So we'd do a thorough clean of all surfaces in each room and polish them where necessary. Does your apartment have carpets?
No, I don't have any, but the floor would need cleaning.
Of course. We'd do that in every room. And we'd do a thorough clean of the kitchen and bathroom.
OK.
Then we have some additional services, which you can request if you want. So, for example, we can clean your oven for you every week.
Actually, I hardly ever use that. But can you do the fridge?
Sure. Would you like that done every week?
Yes, definitely. And would ironing clothes be an additional service you can do?
Yes, of course.
It wouldn't be much, just my shirts for work that week.
That's fine. And we could also clean your microwave if you want.
No, I wipe that out pretty regularly, so there's no need for that.
We also offer additional services that you might want a bit less often, say every month. So, for example, if the inside of your windows need cleaning, we could do that.
Yes, that'd be good. I'm on the 15th floor, so the outside gets done regularly by specialists, but the inside does get a bit grubby.
And we could arrange for your curtains to get cleaned if necessary.
No, they're okay. But would you be able to do something about the balcony? It's quite small and I don't use it much, but it could do with a wash every month or so.
Yes, we can get the pressure washer onto that.
Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now, if you're interested, we do offer some other possibilities to do with general maintenance. For example, if you have a problem with water and you need a plumber in a hurry, we can put you in touch with a reliable one who can come out straight away. And the same thing if you need an electrician.
Right, that's good to know. I've only just moved here, so I don't have any of those sorts of contacts.
And I don't know if this is of interest to you, but we also offer a special vacuum cleaning system which can improve the indoor air quality of your home by capturing up to 99% of all the dust in the air. So if you're troubled by allergies, this can make a big difference.
Right. In fact, I don't have that sort of problem, but I'll bear it in mind. Now, can you tell me a bit about your cleaning staff?
Of course. So all our cleaners are very carefully selected. When they apply to us, they have to undergo a security check with the police to make sure they don't have any sort of criminal background. And of course, they have to provide references as well. Then if we think they might be suitable for the job, we give them training for it. That lasts for 2 weeks, so it's very thorough, and at the end of it they have a test. If they pass that, we take them on, but we monitor them very carefully. We ask all our clients to complete a review of their performance after every visit and to email it to us, so we can pick up any problems straight away and deal with them.
Okay, well, that all sounds good. And will I always have the same cleaner?
Yes, we do our best to organise it that way, and we usually manage it.
Good, that's fine. Right, so I'd like to go ahead and...
That is the end of section 1.
Now turn to section 2. You will hear a man called Frank talking on the radio about looking for ships that sank at sea long ago. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for section 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Frank, tell us about some of the ships you've discovered.
Well, there's nothing quite like finding your first old ship. It was 300 years old. It was just lying at the bottom of the sea, so it wasn't difficult to find. Most are covered in sand and rocks, but this one wasn't. I'm actually a teacher, not a full-time diver. I dive in my free time, but I often get to them before the professional divers because I have good, up-to-date equipment. Another thing that helps is talking to fishermen who tell me about their local area. I've even written a book about some of their experiences. At the moment, I'm looking for the gold from a ship called the Seabird. It was an enormous, well-built ship, and it was coming from Australia on a winter night in 1859. Everything was going fine until the ship reached the English coast, when it crashed into some rocks in a very strong wind and sank to the bottom of the sea. It was carrying gold from Australia, and most of it is still at the bottom of the sea. My wedding ring is actually made from gold, which I found on an 18th century sailing ship. A friend of mine, another diver, has already found £88,000 worth of gold from different ships. He's now decided to give up his job and become a full-time diver. My house is full of things like coins, bottles, and old guns. My wife is always complaining about the number of objects around the house. She says I should open an antiques shop. But I love all these old things. Anyway, in the end, I gave some things from my collection to museums because I didn't want to sell them. But my wife still wasn't very pleased, I'm afraid. As diving is a dangerous hobby, it's not a good idea to try to teach yourself. I'd advise anyone interested to do what I did. There are some excellent diving clubs, like the one I joined, which run courses for beginners. It's best to do one of these before you go on a diving holiday.
Now listen again.
Frank, tell us about some of the ships you've discovered.
Well, there's nothing quite like finding your first old ship. It was 300 years old. It was just lying at the bottom of the sea, so it wasn't difficult to find. Most are covered in sand and rocks, but this one wasn't. I'm actually a teacher, not a full-time diver. I dive in my free time, but I often get to them before the professional divers because I have good, up-to-date equipment. Another thing that helps is talking to fishermen who tell me about their local area. I've even written a book about some of their experiences. At the moment, I'm looking for the gold from a ship called the Seabird. It was an enormous, well-built ship, and it was coming from Australia on a winter night in 1859. Everything was going fine until the ship reached the English coast, when it crashed into some rocks in a very strong wind and sank to the bottom of the sea. It was carrying gold from Australia, and most of it is still at the bottom of the sea. My wedding ring is actually made from gold, which I found on an 18th century sailing ship. A friend of mine, another diver, has already found £88,000 worth of gold from different ships. He's now decided to give up his job and become a full-time diver. My house is full of things like coins, bottles, and old guns. My wife is always complaining about the number of objects around the house. She says I should open an antiques shop. But I love all these old things. Anyway, in the end, I gave some things from my collection to museums because I didn't want to sell them. But my wife still wasn't very pleased, I'm afraid. As diving is a dangerous hobby, it's not a good idea to try to teach yourself. I'd advise anyone interested to do what I did. There are some excellent diving clubs, like the one I joined, which run courses for beginners. It's best to do one of these before you go on a diving holiday.
That is the end of section 2.
Now turn to section 3.
You will hear a guide talking to a group of visitors to a farm. Label the plan below. Write the correct letter A to I. Next to question 16 to 20.
Welcome to the Fiddy Working Heritage Farm. This open-air museum gives you the experience of agriculture and rural life in the English countryside at the end of the 19th century. So you'll see a typical farm of that period, and like me, all the staff are dressed in clothes of that. Now let me give you some idea of the layout of the farm. The building where you bought your tickets is the new barn, immediately to your right. And we're now at the beginning of the main path to the farmland. And of course, the car park is on your left. The scarecrow you can see in the car park in the corner, beside the main path, is a traditional figure for keeping the birds away from crops. But our scarecrow is a permanent sculpture. It's taller than a human being, so you can see it from quite a distance. If you look ahead of you, you'll see a maze. It's opposite the new barn, beside the side path that branches off to the right, just over there. The maze is made out of hedges which are too tall for young children to see over them, but it's quite small, so you can't get lost in it. Now, can you see the bridge crossing the fish pool further up the main path? If you want to go to the cafe, go towards the bridge and turn right just before it. Walk along the side path and the cafe's on the first bend you come to. The building was originally the schoolhouse and it's well over 100 years old. As you may know, we run skills workshops here, where you can learn traditional crafts like woodwork and basket making. You can see examples of the work and talk to someone about the courses in the Black Barn. If you take the side path to the right, here, just by the new barn, you'll come to the Black Barn, just where the path first bends. Now, I mustn't forget to tell you about picnicking, as I can see some of you have brought your lunch with you. You can picnic in the field, though do clear up behind you, of course. Or if you'd prefer a covered picnic area, there's one near the farmyard, just after you cross the bridge. There's a covered picnic spot on the right. And the last thing to mention is Fiddy House itself. From here you can cross the bridge, then walk along the footpath through the field to the left of the farmyard. That goes to the house, and it'll give you a lovely view of it. It's certainly worth a few photographs, but as it's a private home, I'm afraid you can't go inside. Right, well, if you're all ready, we'll set off on our tour of the farm.
Now, listen again.
Welcome to the Fiddy Working Heritage Farm. This open-air museum gives you the experience of agriculture and rural life in the English countryside at the end of the 19th century. So you'll see a typical farm of that period, and like me, all the staff are dressed in clothes of that. Now let me give you some idea of the layout of the farm. The building where you bought your tickets is the new barn, immediately to your right. And we're now at the beginning of the main path to the farmland. And of course, the car park is on your left. The scarecrow you can see in the car park in the corner, beside the main path, is a traditional figure for keeping the birds away from crops. But our scarecrow is a permanent sculpture. It's taller than a human being, so you can see it from quite a distance. If you look ahead of you, you'll see a maze. It's opposite the new barn, beside the side path that branches off to the right, just over there. The maze is made out of hedges which are too tall for young children to see over them, but it's quite small, so you can't get lost in it. Now, can you see the bridge crossing the fish pool further up the main path? If you want to go to the cafe, go towards the bridge and turn right just before it. Walk along the side path and the cafe's on the first bend you come to. The building was originally the schoolhouse and it's well over 100 years old. As you may know, we run skills workshops here, where you can learn traditional crafts like woodwork and basket making. You can see examples of the work and talk to someone about the courses in the Black Barn. If you take the side path to the right, here, just by the new barn, you'll come to the Black Barn, just where the path first bends. Now, I mustn't forget to tell you about picnicking, as I can see some of you have brought your lunch with you. You can picnic in the field, though do clear up behind you, of course. Or if you'd prefer a covered picnic area, there's one near the farmyard, just after you cross the bridge. There's a covered picnic spot on the right. And the last thing to mention is Fiddy House itself. From here you can cross the bridge, then walk along the footpath through the field to the left of the farmyard. That goes to the house, and it'll give you a lovely view of it. It's certainly worth a few photographs, but as it's a private home, I'm afraid you can't go inside. Right, well, if you're all ready, we'll set off on our tour of the farm.
That is the end of section 3.
That is the end of the listening test.